You are now tuned in to the latest episode of Crayon vs. Culture, hosted by LaShonda.
Welcome to a whole new episode of Crayon vs. Culture. It's your girl, LaShonda, and I'm here with Fee.
Hey.
And Ace.
We in the stay.
And today, I mean, it's crazy that this is becoming normalized in the United States of America. But before we get into it, rest in peace to the victims in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio. But today we are going to talk about the mass shootings that have been going on in this country for a minute. And like, how did we get here? You know, no one's safe. So I think I would broach the question to you guys, like, what do you think is the catalyst of why America, you had two shootings in one weekend? When you guys hear this, it's going to be about 2 weeks ago or whatever. But how do you think we have allowed this country to become so desensitized that we are here and people are just getting killed for sport? You go to Walmart, you wherever you at, and you just getting shot up for no reason. And Ace and I actually, he actually brought it to me. It was something that we already need to talk about. But he provided me with another clip that actually made it seem like this is something that we definitely have to discuss as a podcast, because it's affecting us day to day. You know, we're out and about in the world, so we have to take heed and caution and with ourselves and our loved one as to what is going on. So Ace, what do you think how we got here as people?
Well, I mean, it's the foundation of why we are here is for the simple fact, unfortunately, white people, until they acknowledge the fact that, you know, they continue, the majority of them continue to say that, you know, they founded the country, which they did not. You know, it was the Indians. You took it from the Indians. You do not want to acknowledge that. You don't want to acknowledge the mass majority of these, the race of these shooters. You know, if it's someone that's not Caucasian, mm-hmm. You know, you bring up their criminal record.
Right.
When it is somebody that's Caucasian, you will bring up mental illness. In this case, Trump is bringing up video games. You'll make excuses, you know, forwards and backwards for your own kind. But when it's a minority, which in some cases it is, not often, but some cases it is, you bring up the criminal, you know, the criminal history, opposed to when it's white people, you bring up, you know, a mental illness or something like that, or an excuse. So until, because, you know, they're the foundation of America, not the soil, because they weren't here first, but the concept of America, mm-hmm. white people are the foundation. So until you actually look in the mirror and be like, okay, we did this shit. We came over here. We were money hungry. Everything's money driven. We want the guns to be out there because of what the NRA, is that what they call it?
Yeah.
They're getting paid off of this shit. So we're going to keep making excuses for these shootings. And that's why it just keeps happening. And also because of social media, you have other, you know, white kids that are seeing this and they want to get, you know, glorified or what have you, or, you know, In their eyes, they want to go down as legends. So social media, unfortunately, is a gift and a curse in that sense. But it really just goes back to the foundation of acknowledgement. Just like they say, if you have a problem, drinking, drugs, whatever the case might be, you can't kill until you admit you have a problem. So right. As a nation, we cannot move forward. We're stuck in, you know, this revolving, you know, hamster in the wheel type of situation, because they will never acknowledge, and I just don't believe they will. They will never acknowledge that, hey, okay, let me take a step back. Yeah, we took this shit over. It was the Indians. Our bad. It was, you know what I'm saying? We just had to come get this shit real quick. All right, it's our fault because we're glorifying everybody having guns, not really, you know, doing the appropriate pre-qualifications, checking, you know, medical background, things of that nature. They're just all money hungry. So until we address that, or until they say, okay, fuck it. If y'all about the money, say that. Stop right. making all these excuses. Everything's an excuse. And until they stop making excuses and be like, this is what it is. I'm like, okay, bet. Now we know how to, you know, move forward because we know what it is now. But if you keep bullshitting some shit, it's going to become bigger shit and it's right. never going to, you know, come to an end. It's just going to keep resolved. Happening.
Yeah,
it's and that's really, really come down to it, just acknowledging it and it trying to. And like that clip I showed you, I don't know if you watched it to the end.
Mm-hmm.
When Eddie Glaude, you know, he said it so eloquently and he articulated his point of view so well. The only thing the white person could say is there anything else? It wasn't like, yeah, you're right. It wasn't no, you didn't right. see nobody in the room like no. shaking their head. Like,
no,
yeah,
they were
I understand.
Quiet.
Like, I understand. Like, yeah, you're right. You kind of, it's like, okay, we're giving him this stage. This should be good enough. He got his word out. Now let's go back to our own beliefs and our points of views. Fuck what he got to say. That's right. kind of how I took how the reaction in the room was.
They were shocked.
And that's how the reaction always is overall.
Mm-hmm.
And until you can acknowledge and be willing to better the situation, is not going to get better. That's why I don't feel like it will. Until that happens, which I can't see it.
And I'm going to address that, but I'm going to let Fee go. Like, what's your take right now on these mass shootings?
I don't think we got here. I think we've been here.
Mm.
One of the things I want to say is the mass shooting is just one of the many things they try to kill us with.
Mm-hmm.
The food, the injections they give us, all of those things are combined together.
Mm-hmm.
The mass shooting is just one of the tragic things that we have to encounter. People are so busy with their everyday life, they don't really sit back and think about really what's really going on.
No. There's a lot going on.
The injection you're giving your child, these little flu shots, that's also killing us.
Yeah.
They have different flu shots.
Because they haven't had enough study to be giving you this shot.
They don't
have no evidence.
I never grew up on flu shot, and I still ain't took the flu shot.
No, the two times I took the flu shot.
I hear by dying from the flu.
Yeah, no, I took the flu shot twice in college.
The food we eat now, little lettuce. You want us to be healthy. You want us to be healthy, but then the romaine is salmonella.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to, like, every little thing. So the mass shooting is just a tragic thing that we have to encounter.
Because it's instant.
But it's amongst other stuff that we still are dealing with.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then it's just a bad thing that we have to even go through this. The only black person I remember doing a mass shooting, and I think it wasn't even a mass shooting, it was a sniper when that little boy was in the back of the truck.
Oh, yeah, DC.
Yeah, that was the only thing I can remember. But as far as these other folks, they are working with people. They either go, they shoot up the place, they kill themselves because that's a sacrifice, or they go in a confined place and we never hear about it again.
Living their best life.
It's all conspiracy.
So it's like a sacrifice.
It's all a sacrifice. It's all conspiracy. Just like the food we eat. Just like the injections we take. Like I'm saying, y'all gotta.
Yeah, and that's why I don't take injections attention. Like that because you're not about to have me over here mutated.
Right. We gotta really pay attention to stuff. All my life, I've been eating regular fruits and vegetables. Now all of a sudden, it's organic. Huh? And I gotta pay more for it. What? But then later on, something wrong with it. Huh?
But here's the thing. You probably need to grow your own.
Exactly. That's where I'm at in life.
Yeah, you got to
grow my own. Mm-hmm. Be with my own people.
Amen.
Around my own people.
Because we ain't got to worry about no shooting. Only thing with Liberian people, you go to
the
party and they cuss you and be finished.
We're here in Decatur, Georgia recording.
Yeah.
So, right up here at this Kroger, it was a Caucasian boy.
It was on
early
May.
In the morning.
Yeah.
He came to blow up the Kroger or shoot up the Kroger.
Mm-hmm.
My question to him would have been, why you ain't stay wherever you from? And
gentrification.
Why you had to come over and, to Decatur where we ain't even, if we got a problem with somebody, they going to shoot that one person and keep it moving. We ain't finna shoot up the whole place. We ain't finna bomb the whole place. We're not finna do that. I'm not saying it is right. I'm not saying that. But I am saying the tragedy.
Like, black people not doing that.
Black people ain't doing it.
Yeah, y'all started at like six.
Everybody, if y'all want to do that, y'all keep that shit wherever you're from. Foresight. I think that's where you're from.
Oh, shoot. She said foresight.
I think that's where you're from. Foresight. Keep that shit over there. Why don't you kill your own people? Why you got to come over here and kill us? Is it because you're sent to? Is it because the vegetables over here were sent to put salmonella in this one goddamn area to kill only us? Like, let's be serious. It's just not the mass shooting.
But I think the reason the mass shooting is a topic is because one minute you could be telling your loved one, hey, I just want to, can you pick that up for me? And then next minute.
That's
you
why know, I say it's more tragic.
That's what I'm saying. But
it's more tragic. That's the only reason.
But it's not that. It's just so many people are affected. So many different people are affected in the instant.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's another thing.
I understand it, but that's the reason that the topic is so important, because that can be so easily avoided by just the proper protocol. So I feel what you're saying. There's other shit that's happening, but the fact that it can be avoided. And that if the white people wouldn't want it to be avoided, they don't want it to, because it generates so much money for them as a culture, as their race. That's what I'm saying. It could, but they don't want it to.
Because you know if you really think about it, then we won't have guns either.
It's about going through the proper process of purchasing or getting a gun.
What is the proper process?
You need a site evaluation. Here's the guy.
Let me tell you something. Some of the smartest people can still pass it and be psycho as hell. Some of the dumbest people can be dumb as hell and still pass it.
But some places that don't care, like you know those heavily populated white areas that they their city or their state or their county, they so believe in bearing you know the Second Amendment or what have you, they want to give people guns. Like, it's like, okay, you look like me. I want to give you the gun. You know what I'm saying? So they're not even trying to go through the proper protocol to get done.
And they teach kids at a young age to shoot.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But that's where it comes down to. Guns can kill you in a second. You get a shot, you're eating stuff, it kills you over time, but if you're...
It can kill you in a second.
It's not the same thing as a gun. You're not going to eat a vegetable and then you'll die in an instant.
But it's still going to kill you. It can still kill you.
A bee sting can kill you. If you want to get technical, we're just talking about something that can kill you immediately. You feel what I'm saying?
A gun won't kill you instantly either.
What you mean? AK-47 at your door? What you mean? That's what they're coming in here killing people with, not with a pistol. They come here with army guns.
Yeah, you're right.
They come in here with the 45 clip, just the banana clip. They airing it out.
And then
also on top of that, I feel like there should be an app. Mm-hmm. There's in my opinion, mm-hmm. there should be an app. You know how they have like the Amber Alert app. Mm-hmm. When you see somebody toting a big ass gun in the store, it's not like you can hide that shit. Go in the store and then put it together. You already have that shit already ready, so you can come in and start spraying. It should be push it, like, alert goes on, start alerting people. You know what I'm saying? But they're not going to fund something like that because that's taken away from their bottom line. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
So that's what I'm saying. It's more than just people just getting killed. It's money behind it. If they can make money off of it, they're going to keep doing that shit.
They definitely going to do it because it's making money. But the same way with everything else, they just making money off of shit. And if we are not, I promise you, if we are not doing what we're supposed to do in learning and researching and trying to avoid these things, we're going to be fucked up. We are.
What about you, host? What do you feel like?
So, I don't know what's going on with my headphones, but I'm going to have to unplug it and we're going to just thug it. So, basically, I feel that white people feel inferior to black people.
Of course.
So that is why we constantly have these issues. Dude drove from Dallas, Texas to El Paso. 10 hours. And the gag is, his dad is a whole counselor, a whole therapist that is helping victims that deal with PTSD.
He was white, that dude?
Yes.
Okay.
So you can't recognize in your own child what he's doing, but you expecting to counsel other people? Your child is your child. You should know what your child is doing or not doing.
Some people are very naive to their kids.
I think that's what it was. And dude, he said he didn't want them to be Mirandized. He said, I'm okay with just talking. And he said, yes, it was me. I'm targeting Hispanics. So you took your privileged self, homegrown terrorist, because they don't want to say it, homegrown terrorist, and drove yourself to El Paso to talk to Hispanic people that mind their business? I think that's weird. I think it's dangerous. And I feel like we have to do something. And God bless the late Toni Morrison that passed away this week. But she said it at the end of the day. White people have to check themselves, their privilege, and understand what it is that they do to other people to terrorize them for us to move forward. Until white people can acknowledge that they are not all the way okay with brown people taking over their world, quote unquote, because it's not your world. Like, brown people's here. You try to white it out. Until they're okay with us coming up and doing stuff like that, we will always go through this. And it's like, it's scary. Because you brought it up with the bomber here in our area and whatnot. That's by my house. Why did you bring yourself from your area to this area and then ping yourself between propane tank?
You were sent.
Who sent you? And then these fools from 6 o'clock to noon was negotiating with you. Why? Why are we negotiating with you?
Us black people were still being nice to you.
We're still being nice to y'all. Because
I would have been shot you in the head, bruh.
Because right now I'm looking at it with the Kroger and the Publix.
I would have been shot you in the head, bruh.
With the Kroger and Publix, I feel like I'm seeing more gentrification. It's just like, do I feel like I want to live amongst white people? Not really. I'm cool with living with my black people. But we as black people have to take care of each other and do better. I don't really care to live around white people because, honestly, they do weird stuff that I don't understand. Like, you and your feelings, so you about to go kill up a whole bunch of people? What you and your feelings about? You living a good life in Dallas. Your daddy's a whole doctor.
Yeah, I mean, it's not even really even that. It's the, you know, you're commander-in-chief. It's
right.
Supposed to pretty much set the tone for how America should be. But this commander-in-chief, number 45.
Trash!
You know what I'm saying? His lack of empathy, his lack of respect just for anyone that disagrees with him. You know,
or anyone that don't look like him.
He will purposely have a full-fledged argument with somebody in the crowd right there in front of everybody. And you know, America, unfortunately, for the most part, is simple-minded. So they see someone that's acting like they're like, okay, this cool.
He's this doing is normal. It,
so, shit, I have a right to be mad, too.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know if y'all ever was fans of Family Guy, but they had Lois ran for president and Brian, not president, mayor or something like that. And Brian would just say the simplest shit they're going to follow.
Yeah.
Like, she was just saying dumb
shit. She was
saying,
like, dumb stuff.
I will get you whatever.
I will get you donuts. We will on a Monday. Win.
And it just solidified how America is as far as how easily people, you know, can influence and follow whoever's leading them. And that's what 45 is doing. And he's really showing, like, you know, like the Childish Gambino
sign. I would
never call
him president.
Like the Childish Gambino sign. Like the Childish Gambino song, This Is America. He's really showing the world what America is.
And that's what it is. They use him as a pawn to basically put out what it is that they actually think. And the fact that they actually elected him, that's the scariest part. Like, he don't have no type of political background, this and the other. But this is how much y'all think of America, that y'all want to make great so badly, that y'all was able to put this puppet in there, and he's so stupid, he's going along with it.
Right. That was just get back for Obama being there for 8 years. They're like, oh, yeah, oh, y'all, oh, oh.
So, yeah,
y'all,
we gave you a black person?
Yeah, we out here now. Yeah, we about to. You know what I mean? That's all that was. It was just get back. You feel what I'm saying? Because I don't think... 45 has ever used a word that you had to look up in a dictionary.
Like, never. He don't know words in the dictionary.
That was very good. It was very bad.
It's very bad.
They're bad.
They're bad. Like, and then dude had the audacity to take a picture with the little boy. I think he's maybe like 2. And his parents got killed in the El Paso thing. And he took a picture, the El Paso mass shooting. I don't want to make it seem smaller. But the shooting. And then he had a nerve to take a picture and put his thumbs up. What is thumbs up, my brother? Right. Right. Yeah, I ain't seen you embracing nobody.
But that's the thing, and even okay, if a tragedy strikes, mm-hmm. you being the leader of the so-called free world, the mm-hmm. alleged free world, mm-hmm. You're supposed to know exactly what to say and how to, you know, galvanize everybody.
Right.
Together. You see how long it takes him to even say anything?
Do something. Like, you're like another Bush. Because when Katrina happened, Bush didn't show up for like 3 days. Like, a whole city is underwater. Mm-hmm. And you don't show up for 3 days. And you show up on a military thing looking around. What are you looking for, sir? Mm-hmm. Where the food? Where the water? For these people.
And that's what we're standing on. That's the
like,
the,
we went from okay to just, what is going on here? And nobody knows.
And the fucked up part about it is you really have to stay vigilant with your surroundings. Like, it can literally happen anywhere. You yeah. know what I'm saying? Like, anywhere.
Oh, yeah. So, let me give y'all a little thing. Maybe about 3 weeks ago, I'm at work, mind my business, working. All of a sudden, I get told we on lockdown. Lockdown for what? Oh, there's an active shooter in the building next door. I'm thinking to myself, I ain't come back to Georgia to die in your office like that. So I text my mother, I text Fee and Clarice, like, look, there's an active shooter in the building next door, we're on lockdown. Some of my coworkers had went to Starbucks across the street, walking or whatever. They ran themselves back in the building. But just to think, like, you going to work to go do a job, and there's a potential nigga get shot. Like, what is going on? And now,
I literally, like, you know, when it be slow at the job, I'm like, nigga, what if somebody came in this bitch started firing? I like, every now and then, like, that crosses my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Like, real shit.
Yeah, and, like, I was just, like, at my last job, we took active shooting training. These people I'm in the building with, they're like, no, we never did that. You're the leader. I'm not your leader. I'm going to make sure I'm safe because I have my whole family to go back to. So if you want to run and be a hero, you're on your own. I'm out of here. But to have the building, it was like, we was on lockdown for like 3-4 hours. Like, there was like, you can get back in the building, but you couldn't necessarily go out if you weren't already out.
And let me interject. I don't know if people heard about my kid's school, Narvi J. Harris, with the whole appropriate hairstyle. It went on New York Times or whatever. But, you know, this was the first week of school, and Marley and Ray them said that they had to be on lockdown because, not because of an active shooter, I think a parent or somebody came into the school yelling and screaming on how the kids should just do what they want with their hair. And yes, Marley said that they were on lockdown.
That's crazy. What?
For something simple.
For simple as hair. Some people are really out here losing their mind.
School, like, look. Y'all need to let these kids have their hair how they want to have it. Da, 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 da. But this was a black person, but it had to be on lockdown. What I'm trying to say is, I don't think so. Well, with the mass shooting, is definitely a race thing. Mm-hmm. But with certain things that go on with the world, it can happen with anybody, and people are just freaking weird and crazy. Period.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the time to take out of their day and go somewhere else.
Yeah, you kill. Took your time off and drove from Dallas to El Paso 10 hours? I don't have time for that, honestly. I don't really want to kill nobody
And then on top of that, like, I think there's something should be done for these, you know, these hate-filled websites that, they have that content on the website that
it should be, you know, moved.
You know, that draws these kids in, and, you know, they target a certain audience.
There's a mayor from South Carolina, and he basically said, "I hate niggers, and niggers wear Jordans." He had like a Jordans.
Oh yeah, I saw that. He was in the goddamn woods.
Yeah, and he was in the woods, and he shot the damn Jordans up. Why aren't you in jail? Like, you just basically told them, if you got the opportunity to kill black people, you go and kill them.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, yep. It's a crazy world out here. We can obviously go over and over with this subject. Of course, we're probably going to touch on it again because I'm sure it's not going to end.
It's going to be another one, unfortunately.
Yeah, it is.
And, you know, because, you know, the crazy thing about it, when it happened that past weekend, mm-hmm. as you noticed, you kind of had to hear it word of mouth.
Yeah, it wasn't put out there like that.
You know what I'm saying? And it was like, damn, it's getting that normal where it's like, it's like another day.
Right. It's like, you know, another day. Like,
usually it'll be like, you know, breaking news, this, and everybody tried to come together and console whoever they need. Like, I was like, okay, I heard, where's the media outlets that I can you know, get more information more information from.
Right.
You know, their excuses, oh, we're not trying to, you know, give this person, you know, the North. But shit, that's something we got to know. You feel what I'm saying?
And then this week as well, and I want to say it's called Port Lucie in Florida. Some dude, his mama reported him and said that he's not sound. But then the dude went to Walmart in Florida and said that he asked the associate if he can get a gun that can kill at least 200 people.
Oh, yeah.
Now they're looking for him.
Yeah, I heard.
Now you can't find him. Man, if his mama called and already reported him, why he is not in custody? Y'all wait till stuff happen, and I don't understand it. Like, this innocent people dying is ridiculous at this point. You know? So, yeah, we could really talk about this on and on because it's something that I don't think, like A said, I don't think it's something that's going to stop tomorrow.
It's not.
It's going to take a it's sad. It's going to be some more sacrifices.
You know, first we have to get somebody in office.
And I do
understand the concept of us not, our votes not counting and things of that nature, and everything is rigged, but we just have to try. You know what I'm saying? I even have friends that told not to vote.
Close family members ain't vote.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm just looking at them like,
and
okay.
I understand that you have the right to feel how you feel, but then you don't have the right to complain.
Shut the fuck up.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, just try. we have to try. We can't just sit here and just keep complaining about shit.
You're not doing nothing. And then you're looking at the rest of us like, y'all are stupid for voting and stuff like that. Okay. Yeah. A lot of people didn't vote in 2016.
Yep. Right.
Now here we are. Like, y'all not tired? Oh, was it 2015 for 2016? But y'all not tired? I'm tired. So, if you're going to put up, do it. If not, shut up. Keep marching and trying to make a better life for ourselves, because for you to sit here and kind of minimalize what we're trying to say and what we're trying to do, you're actually doing us a disservice. So I don't care who you are. My mother, my father, my brother, my if you are not along with trying to empower us and you just stuck in, oh, we're going to be how we are, don't talk to me, because I'm on a whole nother level right now. So you good.
And trust, I understand that concept of you thinking, but that doesn't mean you can't try.
Okay, well, like, sit yourself there and you are a victim. You are a black man.
Just try.
So sit there.
Like,
black men and black women. So sit there and think that your voice don't count.
Yeah, like, just do it, bro. On some Nike shit.
Yeah. So, right. So I'm with Shonda.
I'm still with these low key though, but hey, I love me some Nike.
You see, these people crazy doing that endorsement that we don't get paid for. Okay. I'm with Shonda.
It's just everywhere.
You see, I'm gonna say my name again. I'm with Shonda, and you can catch me at Patchwork85 on IG. Fee, what's your handle?
Slyway Fee on IG.
All right, Ace.
IG Ace_Alpha2, Twitter Ace_YUNG2,
and you can catch the podcast at Crayon versus Culture.
Peace.
Thanks for tuning in. Remember, keep living life outside of the box.